Thank you, President. And let me try to pick up on some of the topics that has been touched upon. Both Cuba, Finland, Honduras and Cote d'Ivoire talked about integration. And the key aims of the Norwegian integration policy is to ensure that immigrants with a legal right to reside in the country are able to find employment or study and that they take part in Norwegian society. The government's most important integration measures are in the area of education. One example is Norwegian language training and other courses which are designed to give people the basic qualifications they need to take part in the society. And the government is amending the Act on an introduction program and Norwegian language training for newly arrived immigrants. The aim is to improve the results of the integration schemes. The government has also launched an integration strategy that focuses on basic qualifications and education, labor market participation and integration into daily life, and combating negative social control. Various schemes are available to help immigrants with a legal right to reside in Norway to find work. In the fourth quarter of 2018, 66.6% of immigrants between the ages of 20 and 66 were employed, compared to 78.5% of the rest of the population. The employment rate for immigrants in Norway is high by international standards, and the relevant schemes give priority to immigrants from outside Europe. Brazil mentioned the issue of statelessness, and the government is seeking to prevent statelessness in accordance with Norway's international obligations. The legislation applies subject to any restrictions following from Norway's obligation under international law, and in 2016, the government issued instructions to ensure that applications for citizenship from stateless persons are processed in accordance with relevant conventions, so that no child born in Norway remains stateless. The government has made amendments to the Nationality Act. The provision concerning stateless applicants have been amended and no longer contains an incorrect definition of statelessness. President, let me also address the issue that Brazil and Costa Rica mentioned on education. All children are entitled to free primary and lower secondary education. The right applies regardless of nationality and status of residency. The right to education starts the year the child turns 6 years old and applies for all children who are expected to reside in Norway within the span of more than 3 months. The legislation was amended in 2016 to underline that schooling has to start up no later than a month after a child has arrived in Norway. Upper secondary education applies to minors who are legally resident in Norway. And last but not least in this round, both Thailand, Brazil, Ecuador and Chile had recommendations regarding business and human rights. And the Norwegian government expects Norwegian companies with international operations to comply with OECD's guidelines for multinational enterprises and the UN guiding principles on business and human rights. And companies must exercise due diligence and consult those affected by their activities. Dialogue with indigenous peoples is particularly important. In 2015, the Norwegian government launched a national action plan for implementation of the UN's guiding principles. And Norway's national contact point for the OECD's guidelines for multinational enterprises promotes the guidelines and helps resolve individual cases. Since 2018, the national contact point has also administered a new portal providing companies with information on what due diligence is, expected, and what guidance they can receive. And by that, I give the floor to State Secretary Sættem.